Missy Talk Show, aka you know me as Queen Missy Tina Turner on the Facebook. I have a very special guest here today, but before I introduce my special guest, I would like to talk about the entertainment in the Windy City, Chicago. You know, Chicago is one of the greatest places that you would ever know from the 1960s, from the 1970s with entertainers. But the Windy City have not always had the greatest break that they needed with entertainers, performers, and dancers. The reason why, it was the market. The market in LA, the market in New York, Detroit, but the market here in Chicago has been a little bit rocky, but they seem to have made their way through with the jazz, with the R&B music, and the blues. So now, before I go further, the best person that could tell me more about the entertainment field is Mr. Lee Kersey. Welcome, Mr. Lee.
Hey, welcome to my 80th birthday celebration. Glad to have you here with this special interview.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much.
So, Mr. Lee, I have a quick question. How long have you been in the entertainment business?
I've been in the entertainment business since 1962. Which right now, 61 years.
61 years in the entertainment business. But let me ask you something. How did you get started?
Well, I got started back in 62 in 60, we were doing high school plays and I always liked it to be in front of the people and making fun and have. But I started out in comedy and then I went to dancing and then after that, acting. But I started out really doing a comedy skit with some hobo clothes on, just like Sanford and Son.
Wow.
But we were doing it live on stage.
Wow.
Situation comedy, they call it, skits. Mm-hmm. We'll do 20-minute skits right on stage in front of a live audience before you were filming like you're doing now. Mm-hmm. But that's how I got started. And first gig I got was in Gary, Indiana, and they gave me $15, and I was so happy.
$15. $15.
Five of
them. Wow. Okay, so I know you and everybody know you as Mr. Lee.
Correct.
Okay, so Mr. Lee, you have been in the entertainment business for over 61 years.
Right.
You have worked with a lot of performers.
Right.
Ray Goodman and Brown.
Correct.
Tiger Travis. Okay. The Dales.
The Dales.
The Dales and the Blue Notes.
The Blue Notes, right. But especially local, JoJo Murray, one of the great blues singers just locally. But the bigger name entertainers would be like, you'll say, Walter Jackson,
wow.
You know, Wilson Pickett,
wow.
Joe Tex,
mm-hmm.
You know, Denise LaSalle.
Wow.
Bobby Bland,
mm-hmm.
You know, Millie Jackson, Lil Milton. You know, Denise LaSalle.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you something, okay? So when you're performing, are you opening up the acts for them? Are you, what are you doing? Tell us
a
little bit.
Well, when I'm performing, I open up for them. I MC.
Okay.
And I dance. Okay. They call me Mr. Leader Dancing MC.
The Mr. Leader Dancing MC. You all hear that. Mr. Leader Dancing MC. All right. Can't go wrong with that one.
Right. So you go out, you do about 15 or 20 minutes to get the people vibing and get them interested in what the program for the night going to be. But I also have my own show called Mr. Lee and Company, where I have my own band, my own singers, my own dancers, and I give my own performance. I don't have to open up for other acts because I have my own company. I'm probably one of the few entertainers that's been had Mr. Lee reviewed for about the last 50 years, my own show, as well as opening for other acts.
Okay, Mr. Lee, can you tell me some of the places in the Windy City that you started from back maybe in the 60s to now, the 2023? You know, can you just name some of the places that you have performed at?
Back then, you had the Southside Ballroom. You had the Guys and Gals. You had, Checkerboard. You had the Copper Box. You had Essex Ballroom. But the Zanzibar, all that came from back early in my career in the early 60s. And then we went out in the suburbs where you had Manny's Blue Room, you had Mr. Kelly's, and then you also had a place called Another World.
Another World. Where was Another World at?
165th and Park in Markham, Illinois. And then later on, they changed the name to Mr. Lee's Brick House. I took over the place and started bringing my own shows in there as Mr. Lee's Brick House.
Mr. Lee's Brick House. Tell me, what year did you...
1974.
You guys, I'm telling you, this right here is a great, awesome, wonderful person, performer. I've seen you doing some one-handed push-ups.
Right.
And so at age 80 years of age, young, you're still doing one-handed push-ups?
Still doing one-hand push-up. Just when I was 74... 75, I was still flipping. I was still at one-hand push-up. I used to stand on my head and dance off the top of my head. Do a lot of back leaning and stuff.
Wow.
I had to cut it out, though. The older I got, more dangerous it got. So I had to kind of, like, stay away from that type of entertainment.
But
I'm still doing one-hand push-up.
You're still doing one-hand
push-up. I'm going to do something tonight for you.
Oh, but I would love that. But you just came back from?
I just came back from my birthday cruise, where we went to the Bahamas, and just 2 weeks before that, I toured Hawaii with a group of people, like 52 of us went to Hawaii and celebrating my birthday in Hawaii and also in Miami and the Bahamas.
Okay, 80 years young, where do you want to take it from here to there?
At this point, I'm trying to redefine the Chicago industry. Well, we could kind of take this business up to another level where the people can come to a place as beautiful as the Camelot is, where you have safe environment, great food, more cabaret, just like they used to be back when they had the places in New York, like you said, and a Copacabana and Cotton Club. I hope to create that kind of atmosphere out here in Hickory Hills, Illinois, at this beautiful place here, the Camelot.
Okay, so I've heard that you are being honored June 10th for the Dream Award. And Jose Sanders, Robert Robertson, and other great people. Stan Mosley, I can't think he's going to be one of the performers. Okay, and so it's going to be many, many more great.
Well, you got Jan Kennedy, used to be for the NBC broadcast and sports. First sports, black. And then you also got Billy Brown and Ray Goodman and Brown. And then you also got Joyce Daniel from the West Side. You have the record store. And quite a few more that's going to be on that schedule. Like you said, Jose Sanders. And quite a few more beautiful people that's going to be on that program. But I'm honored, though, to finally get saluted. And they're going to give me a Living Legend Award. And I will really, really be honored. Miss Mabel Buckner, she's the one that's presenting this affair. And I thank her. She come out of Las Vegas.
I want to say congratulations to you because you actually have done a lot of people's dreams that they wish that they can could do, you're doing and living their dreams. But before we, you know, continue with anything else, we had a great legend, Mr. Don Simmons.
Correct.
We want to say rest in peace. Rest easy.
Rest in peace, Don.
Don Simmons, because he opened up the door for many people. And I'm going to say, at the time,
right,
he opened up the door for myself. And I was in my 20s bringing bands all the way from the north side to the south side of Chicago at the Taste Entertainment. But you kind of knew him really personally.
Yeah, because when I came to help him back about 30-something years ago, we was trying to build the place. We built it. It used to be a clothing store, Robert Hall's.
Okay.
But he was putting me in the Defender, and we was advertising back then in the Defender, and we were starting to generate some customers because a lot of people were scared to come to Inglewood.
Yeah.
But we managed to keep working on it till we finally went from 3 people up to 300 people and more. I had Ollie Wilson come through there, Tyrone Davis come through there. I had Lattimore come through there, all these things, the Floaters. So we really had a beautiful project, and it turned out to be a wonderful journey together. God rest his soul in peace.
Okay, my condolence to the Simmons family. And what would you like to say to Gloria Simmons?
I would like to say to Gloria Simmons, I was hoping to see you and Don before this passing, but I wanted to give you this plaque of you and your husband because y'all just had an anniversary not too long ago, but I would like to present this plaque to Missy and y'all behalf to let y'all know I always appreciated you and what a wonderful, loving couple y'all has been throughout these years. So thank you so much for allowing me to work with you.
And thank you all for tuning in. And listen, am I invited to your party?
Yeah, too hot.
Okay, we're gonna cut this loose because the crowd is really asking for you, and he has to go. You guys, thank you, and welcome to the Missy Queen Tina Turner Talk Show. And thank you, Mr. Lee.
Thank you.